Being Missing Persons Week, there are so many stories of people who families are missing and wondering about and just have no sense of closure about where they are. One of them is Neve May. She's been missing for 18 years. That was the age she was when she disappeared. Her family just wants to bring her home. Her sister, Fionnuala, told the story at a police media conference as part of Missing Persons Week.
She disappeared on Easter Saturday, the 30th of March 2002. She was on a gap year from high school and she'd been fruit picking in Batlow in the Snowy Mountains region with some friends. Her friends had headed off on their Easter plans and she was heading to Sydney to join me and our family for Easter. But she never got on the bus. She had a ticket booked, but she never got there. She was super smart, caring, funny, quirky, really creative and really passionate about standing up for other people and standing up for her beliefs. She was a very talented writer, a talented artist, a talented photographer and a budding filmmaker, and that's what she was going to study at university. She's the youngest of the kids in our family. There's seven kids in our family, and we miss her every day. Like, all of us miss her. She now has 12 nieces and nephews, only one of whom got to meet their awesome Auntie Neve. Two of them have her name in their name now, including my daughter, Alice Neve. She was planning to travel to Sydney on Easter Sunday and she was getting a lift from another fruit picker on Easter Saturday to get to the bus. And that person dropped her off, or said that he dropped her off near Tumut. He was driving an old black hearse. Unfortunately, he's no longer around. 6 months later, he died in police custody in Queensland. So whether he dropped her off or not, we don't know. We'll always have those unanswered questions. But we still ask anyone that might know something anywhere, no matter how insignificant, something you heard, something you saw, something that's just bothered you. It's been 18 years. Like, we would really appreciate it if you could come forward and share that information with police. I can only speak from my own experience, but I know that each missing person's case is unique. I'm grateful and happy for the people who get their loved ones to come home. Unfortunately for us, I think we knew almost immediately that she wasn't going to come home, and it took a long time to come to terms with that. I know over the years the police have been tireless. I know that they're undergoing another review of the case. The locals in the area have been amazing. There's been a whole bunch of searches. And on top of that, my parents, who had just retired after raising seven kids, spent a large portion of their retirement travelling from Armidale to Tumut, which is about a 1,600-kilometre round trip, to search themselves around a whole bunch of areas to see whether they could find her. So for us, we just want to bring her home, bring her remains home and give her the farewell that she deserves. But yeah, I guess I just wanted to thank all of the police and the local people in the area and all of my family who have been so supportive and never given up the hope that one day we might find her. We're realistic. We know that we may not. But if nothing else, this gives me another chance just to tell people how awesome my awesome little sister was and how much I miss her.
And that's the story of Neve May, missing for 18 years. Detective Inspector Glenn Brown is the manager of the Missing Persons Registry for New South Wales Police. Glenn, good morning.
Good morning, Sally. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Glenn, how are police handling this case, given that you would have to describe it as a cold case? It's 18 years old.
It definitely is a cold case, Sally. It's an absolutely tragic story. Even listening to it again just then makes you realise the impact that these sorts of things have on the families and friends of people that go missing. But Neve's case is one of our state's 769 long-term missing persons cases. In this particular matter, the investigation is currently under review with our unsolved homicide team within the homicide squad. And it's one of those matters that we will never give up on. We would love to be able to provide answers to Neve's family.
So what do police know about the circumstances surrounding Neve's disappearance?
Not a lot more than Neve's sister just described, that she was fruit picking in the Batlow area. She was dropped off in Tumut by a friend that had been fruit picking with her, and she intended to get on a bus and travel to Sydney to visit her sister. Unfortunately, she never got on that bus. The matter did go before an inquest in 2012, and a coroner determined that Neve was deceased, but the circumstances surrounding Neve's death are still completely unknown.
Would it be fair to say that the person who dropped her off could be a person of interest in the disappearance?
Oh, definitely, that is. Definitely something that police looked at the time, and it's something that would still be considered as part of the current review that's being undertaken now.
So unfortunate then that he died in custody in Queensland.
It is, Sally, but it doesn't mean that it's a matter that can't be resolved. Potentially there could be people that still hold information that may well lead us to that conclusion. That's why we're still appealing for anyone with even the slightest bit of information to come forward, contact Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000 to try and help us solve that mystery for Neve's family.
It can be very daunting for people to step forward, and it also can, people can know something tiny and think, oh, look, it really wouldn't make any difference at all. How often is a piece of information from the public just that final straw that police need to build a better understanding of what happened?
Sally, I think we all underestimate how important a tiny piece of information can be. I spent 15 years of my career as a homicide investigator, and those tiny pieces of information can be absolutely crucial. Quite often, that tiny piece of information is the first building block that leads us to a resolution.
People are often reluctant to come forward and speak to the police because there's a sense that, you know, they might be unwittingly incriminating somebody, or they might be giving information that could be misinterpreted. How would you put people's mind at rest about those concerns?
Well, I can understand those concerns completely, but the reality is that information can be provided anonymously, even through Crime Stoppers. So I would like to allay those fears. If anyone does have information, please ring us. Give us that information anonymously. That may be all we need to progress that investigation.
And that's a big family who have been waiting for 18 years with just no joy at all.
Oh, Sally, it has become my life, listening to the stories of these families. The stories are absolutely heartbreaking. As I said at the start, we have 769 long-term missing people in New South Wales. And the families of all those people grieve. It would be the hardest thing to simply not know what happened to a loved one.
So, Glenn Brown, what's that number again?
Crime Stoppers, 1-800-333-000.
Thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for your help, Sally. Have a good day.
Glenn Brown is the manager of the Missing Persons Registry. That would be a very tough job, wouldn't it? Imagine dealing with that sort of situation, with those cases, day in, day out, with families who are just, you know, they're left in limbo. It's very hard.